Welcome to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we have a great show lined up for you guys today. We have an exclusive interview with Insane Wayne. He's a comedian, and I'm telling you guys, you better prepare yourself because he is going to have a segment coming up with laughter. Laughter makes the heart glad, so just get ready to be inspired. I'm going to go ahead and bring Insane Wayne in.
I'm good, sister. How you doing?
And thank you for asking. I want to thank you for being a part of the show on today.
Well, I'm glad you gave me the invitation.
I'd like for you to go ahead and give your social media and website information to the listeners.
Well, you can reach me on Instagram at 209 Insane Wayne. You can reach me on Twitter at Insane Wayne 209, all capital letters. You can go on to Facebook and look up the Insane Wayne Show and see some of my movies and some of my other updates I have. You can also go on there and go on YouTube and just hit 209 Insane Wayne as well and look up my video.
Well, guys, I know you need to go ahead and check out Insane Wayne. I have a clip that's entitled A Cup of Laughter. And so, Insane Wayne, I will be playing a segment of one of your comedy clips. And
oh, yes, I have been blessed with the gift of just natural talent. I never went to school for it or anything like that. It's always just been in me. I've been always making light of every situation I've ever been in. Most definitely, if you like, I can share with you my testimony of let people know more about me. People don't know that I'm in a wheelchair. I haven't always been in my wheelchair. I got shot over 10 years ago trying to break up a fight at a local bar in my city. I got shot in the back, and, you know, the guy actually tried to kill me. Once he shot me in the back and I went down, he ran up on me, put the gun in my face, pulled the trigger four more times. Since the gun didn't shoot, he pistol whipped me and then kicked me in the head. And by the grace of God, I'm still here and I'm still living and I'm still able to share my gift of comedy with everybody. You know, a lot of people think that I've been in this situation, but no, it was a life-changing situation for me. You know, everything changed in life once I wasn't able to walk. So, you know, people don't know that I'm paralyzed from the waist down. And, you know, just by having faith in God and believing and going to church, which gave me the strength to keep pressing through my situation, because there was a time when I was, you know, really, really and highly depressed, and I didn't think, you know, anything was going to happen. I thought it was going to be all downhill from there. But, you know, I went to church and kept my faith and kept it strong, and here I am today.
Wow. I'm glad you shared that, because I know that there's a listener out there that may need to hear that. And so I would love for you to be able to share a word of inspiration to a listener out there on today.
Well, for who is ever listening, man, God is the way and the light, man. If you're ever feeling down, if you're ever feeling like no one has your back, or if you're ever feeling like it's just you against the world, man, it's never you by yourself. As long as you have faith in God, you're never alone. You always have someone to talk to and always have someone to turn to express your feelings and express your problems to, man. Never think no one's listening, because God is always listening and he's always watching and he's always paying attention. And so, you know, lean on God. Go to God first, man. You know, get in your word. Read your Bible, you know what I'm saying? Never let the world get the best of you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you believe in God, like you say, then you know just like the next that there's a bigger and better place that we're all headed to outside of this physical life that we're living now. Like they say, let go and let God.
I wanted to ask a question. When did you know that you were actually funny? What's the first time you knew that you were funny?
I've always been one of those kids that were like the class clown, Mr. Entertainer type person. And, you know, I never thought of, you know, when I was a kid, my aunt, she had a Red Fox and a Richard Pryor record. And when they used to leave, me and my cousin, when they used to leave the house, we used to sneak and play the record and just to hear them, you know, doing their thing. And so, you know, I never thought about doing comedy until one day I was asked to actually put a set together, and the first time that I got on stage and performed that set, I just fell in love with comedy. It just it was just my thing. I just love attention.
Would you say has been an inspiration in comedy as well as in your life?
My inspiration as far as comedy goes, I'm really into Dave Chappelle because, you know, from what he overcame by the media and all that, trying to control his life, and he stepped outside of that and let them know that money isn't everything. You know what I mean? He actually, let people know that he can still be who he is without the money, and people will flock to him regardless. And then as far as life goes, my mother. Just to see what she went through, when I went through my situation, she's a very strong woman. She was, like, by my side 24/7 every day while I was in the hospital recovering. She even took off from work just to be there. And she only had, like, a week of, what they say, allowed time to be off. And people at her job actually came together and donated her their vacation time.
Wow, that is so amazing. I'm glad you share that because I want you listeners to know that God is there and He's real. And so no matter what you're going through on today, just know that you're not alone. And so whatever you're needing, just go to God and say, Lord, I need your help. And so be inspired with Insane Wayne's testimony as well as the show on today.
Exactly. Man, he's the head of my household. He's where I get all my wisdom from. You know what I mean? He's the one who, you know, brightens up my day when I'm feeling down. You know, God is, he's my all, man. If it wasn't for me having faith in him and believing that he will take care of me like he said he would, then I probably would be another lost soul. You know what I mean? I'd probably be another lost person just out there looking and searching and feeling lost. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good platform for me to be on because a lot of comedians that people recognize today in this day and age have been on that platform and haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
They only been there and been through the motion and actually, you know, were finalists or didn't even make it all the way through. But I actually won the competition, so that's like, you know, something that's really big for me. Oh man, I've opened up for Lunel, Cat Williams, D.L. Hughley, Bruce, Don D.C. Curry, Cedric the Entertainer. I did Martin Lawrence. I didn't open up for him. I just did his show that he does, Martin Lawrence First Amendment. I've opened up for, it's just so many names of all the famous people now that's out there. Some more. I did a show. I opened up for Kid and Play. He's doing comedy now. It's just so many names. I've done pretty much anybody you can think of. I pretty much did their show. Opened up for them.
Well, listeners, it's about that time. We're gonna go ahead and hear a segment of comedy by Insane Wayne.
I am Insane Wayne, and you are at my church home. Hallelujah. Church. Nobody. somebody? Because our church gives out mints, and I'm happy they do that. Because it ain't nothing about sitting next to a neighbor and the pastor like, look to your neighbor and say hallelujah. You got, oh, God, you done messed up my blessing over here, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like going up to the front to get prayed for, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time, the person praying for you, you praying for their breath. You like, oh, God, oh, God, Jesus. Next time, drink the holy water. Don't rub it on my forehead. Just drink it. You know the messed up part, too. Have you ever been in church and seen somebody who owe you money? And at the end of the church, you go looking for them, they gone. Like, how are you gone? I just seen you in church. Or the bad part, have you ever seen somebody who owe you money, put money in a collection plate? You're like, What is this right here, too, y'all? What does this mean, please? Does this give you the right to disrespect my pastor leaving the church? No, it don't. Who told you? Who said this was all right? Who made up this rule? I get tired of seeing people get up. He know my heart. He know my heart. He. What does this mean, Pastor? That means excuse me 1 minute, but they be gone, though. They ain't. You're supposed to come back, huh? You're supposed to come back when you do this. You ain't supposed to just stay gone. You're supposed to come right back. Oh, man, I love this church, man. We got characters at this church, boy. My favorite guy at this church is my brother Fred right here. Y'all don't know. This is my favorite brother right here. I've been knowing Fred ever since we was kids. I used to dunk on him. Ask him. I used to dunk on him. Bow. No wheelchair needed. Holler. Fred is the coolest brother I have. Anybody go to Victory Praise and see my brother get his Holy Ghost on? He got the coolest Holy Ghost I've ever seen. You know what I mean? And he tried to switch it up last Sunday. You didn't think nobody noticed. You know, Fred, usually, you know, when he get his Holy Ghost on, he gets the WAP on, right? And I was waiting for it to come. I'm like, oh, here he come. Nah, this brother was in here going. I'm like, he trying to switch it up, trying to get the shoulders working. I was waiting for the hand to go up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Fred, I love you. That's my brother Fred, though, y'all. I love that brother. I got kids that, you know, my son, he likes 6, right? And when my accident first happened, you know what I'm saying, he had a hard time to adjusting to it. But, you know, all of a sudden, he's just real good with it now. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, at my house, we got, like, a little step that go into the kitchen, right? And so whenever he gets in trouble, first thing he do is run up in the kitchen on the steps, talking about, ah-ha, you can't get me, ah-ha, you can't get me, ah-ha, you can't get me, ah-ha. He's on the steps, talking about, ah-ha, you can't get me, ah-ha, you can't get me. I'm like, God, help me, Lord. Right now, we're going to like to take an offering. The plate is just going to be in my lap, so I want this side. Follow the ushers to the back and... That's an inside joke. Some people are like, what's that for? You go to Victory Praise, you know, tell somebody who don't go to our church with that. Like, do it take all that to tell everybody to get up? Last time I remember, you just... Oh, man. Have you ever been in church and seen somebody trying to get the Holy Ghost just really too hard? You ever see that? Just you like, you're trying too hard. You are faking. Have you ever seen somebody fake the Holy Ghost, right? We was here at church one time, right? At our church. Lady came. She almost got the Holy Ghost. You know, she's about to fall out. She looked back and see the steps, so she scooted up. Then she fell out. I was like, she is faking. She faking, God. She faking. All this time, I'm trying to get it, and she faking with it. Can't be doing that. See the lady up in here getting her thing on. Ah, ponytail came out, she stopped. Like, you are faking. You know, faking like that.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are joined with Insane Wayne. Insane Wayne, I would love for you to share with the listeners who may have just tuned in who you are as well as your social media.
Yep, I am Insane Wayne. You can hit me up on Instagram at 209insanewayne. You can hit me up on Facebook at Insane Wayne. You can hit me up on Twitter at InsaneWayne209, all capital. You can go on YouTube. This is, did I cover it? Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Yep, that's pretty much all of them.
We are having an amazing time on the show on today. Insane Wayne is going to share with you guys about a new YouTube video that he has coming out.
Yes, coming up, you can go see it right now. You can go watch The, if you got to put The Wrong Choice Comedy, and it'll give you a movie, a short movie of 11 minutes, and then the second movie is called The Date, and you can check that one out, and then also have one called Jackson's Journey, which are all on YouTube, and it's all like 10 to 12 minute movie shorts, I should say.
Well, guys, I think you need to go ahead and check that out. Laughter makes the heart glad. God wants you guys to just be full of laughter. It says in the Bible, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So just make sure you check out that comedy and get your laughter on. I wanted to ask, what would you say separates you from other comedians out there?
What separates me? Well, you know, most of everybody tells their life story, but I'm original, and you can't steal my material. You know what I'm saying? All my stuff is based on my life. So if you ever try to tell it different, people are going to know that's not you. You know what I mean? I'm separated because I'm genuine. I'm funny. Man, I give back to my younger comedian brothers, in which some of these comedians nowadays, once they become famous, they don't even look back or even extend a hand back. They just keep moving forward without looking back, which, you know what I mean, I don't plan on doing it, and I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, I wanted to get you to share with an up-and-coming comedian that's out there three tools based on your own experience that may help them while trying to get into the entertainment industry.
Well, if there's any up-and-coming comedians, first thing is always be original. Never steal anyone's material. Respect the mic is a big one. And number three, don't be afraid to take chances. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to bomb on stage, because all the great comedians bombed on stage. Don't think you're going to be perfect every time.
That is so true, because a lot of entertainers and actors and even comedians and musicians, we see things and it's, you know, so repetitious and it looks like something we've already saw. So I'm glad to see that you're doing things that's original. I wanted to also ask, what do you want your legacy to be and why?
I would say I want it to be, you know, I want people to see that despite my downfall in life, that I still fought and still kept, you know, perseverance in my life. I never gave up. I never threw in the towel. And, you know, I just want everybody to know that I was a fighter in life. I didn't give up, and I stayed true and family first.
I wanted to go ahead and give you the opportunity to do your shout-outs at this time. You can do your heys, your what's-ups to your friends, family, and followers at this time.
Oh, hey, I want to give a shout-out to, if anybody's ever in California, if you ever come out to Sacramento Bay Area, I want to give a shout-out to the Touch of Class Comedy Club, which is open every Sunday night. You wouldn't think it would be open, but it's open from 9 to 1 every Sunday night. I want to give a shout-out to Laughs Unlimited, which is in Old Sacramento. And I just want to shout-out my mom and God and just thank God for having the people that he placed in my life in my life. And that's pretty much it. Oh, I want to give you a shout-out, too, sis, for having me on your talk show, man. I really appreciate it, man, and I really respect the fact that you're giving people like me a voice. on the radio to be heard.
I just want to thank you for being a guest on the show, and most of all, sharing your gift, which is a gift of laughter. That's a tool to help inspire people and motivate them. And most people, you know, they don't even look at it like that. This is a healing tool, and I'm just glad that you were able to share your gift with the listeners on today.
Exactly, yeah.
You would, Insane Wayne. I would love for you to share a word of inspiration to a listener that may need it on today.
Oh, okay. A word of inspiration. Just tune in, yeah. Man. You already know what the show's about. And always keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your hope in God, because He is truly the light and the way. He will get you through, despite of you know what you're going on in life. Always keep your head up. Never, never allow anyone to steal your joy. Always.
Listeners, you heard it first from Insane Wayne. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Just make sure you have a blessed one. You're too blessed to be stressed.